Okay, let's cut your stress by 50% in the next 10 minutes. My name is Ari Ehrlich, the Stress Healer, and I'm going to lead you through this meditation. Just try to find a comfortable position, sitting, lying down. You could honestly, if it's easier for you to relax, you could even do this standing or walking. It's really whatever it you enjoy. Try to remove any preconceived notions of meditation and what it is and how it is, because the way I guide through people through this, the way I'm going to guide you through this, is typically very unique. I've been working with clients now for 3 years doing this, and I've consistently gotten the feedback that this is unique. What's unique about it? We don't really have time for now, but just embrace the experience and let's get going. We got 9 minutes left. So what I'd like you to do is just start to pay attention to your breathing. And what we're going to try to do is get our attention focused very, very, very narrowly in one area of the body. And for this exercise, we're going to take your nose. So what I'd like you to do is, as you breathe now, focus intently with really as much intention as you can. And if it's hard to do that, you could even touch your nose, but you know, put your fingers like on your nostrils just to feel the air going in and out of your nose. So what I would like you to do is just pay as close attention as possible to the sensation of the air coming in and out of your nose. And what do you notice? Do you notice the pressure of the air? How would you describe it? Do you feel a change in temperature between the inhale and the exhale? Just pay attention to all the qualities of the sensations in your nose that you're feeling as you breathe. And just do that now for the next couple seconds. I'm going to be quiet for a little bit. Just try to focus and sink into that sensation as much as you can. And if you get distracted, don't worry. And what you can do is just use a little bit of touch or movement just to kind of remind you of what you're doing now. So you could put your finger on your nose. You can move your finger a little bit against your nose just to keep your attention as much as you can anchored into that specific location of your body and to what you're feeling there right now. And what I'd like you to do now is try to notice the difference in the inhale versus the exhale. What sensations change upon inhalation and exhalation? Notice that difference for the next couple breaths. Very good. Now what you can do is pay attention to the pause in between the inhale and the exhale. So between the inhale and the exhale, there's this pause where nothing is happening. So what I'd like you to do now is, as you're riding the sensations of what it feels like to breathe through your nose, inhale and exhale, just pay close attention to that pause where there's a stop in those sensations. And because this is not something you're used to paying attention to, notice how that feels. What does it feel like to start paying attention to this? What do you notice? What is coming up for you? And so while you continue doing this, breathing through your nose, noticing the difference between the inhale and the exhale, noticing how that pause feels, see what's coming up for you. Take a little bit of a step back and notice, how do you feel different than you did 4 minutes ago? And now we can let go of that sensation in the nose, take a step back from it, metaphorically, or you can actually, if you're standing, just move around. You can open up your eyes for a couple of seconds, look around the room. And how does the room look to you? Does it seem a bit different now than it did before? You're noticing things a little bit differently. And I'd encourage you to maybe even stand up if you're not, walk around a bit, touch something, touch the wall, touch the table, notice what it's like just to move your hand along a surface, feel the sensation of whatever you're touching on your fingers, and watch that slowly, slowly pick something in the room to touch, and watch your fingers as they slowly move across that surface. Slower is better and lighter, not a heavy touch. The lightest touch, the slowest touch, pay attention to what that feels like. And now what I invite you to do is go back to where you were before, if you were sitting or lying down. And close your eyes, and now pick the spot in your body where you feel most comfortable. Where in your body do you feel most comfortable? Now, sometimes when we're going through a tougher time, we might not feel so comfortable anywhere, but there's usually variation of discomfort, and so we could find where in our body we are most comfortable relative to other places where we are not. But very often when we're doing something like this, there's a place of comfort. So find where you feel most comfortable right now, and it could be anywhere from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And as you find that spot now where you feel most comfortable, pay attention to what is going on there. And maybe you would describe this as an emotion or a feeling. But what I'd like you to do is for this exercise, focus on what you're physically feeling. So for example, a person might say, well, I feel relaxed. But what does that mean to feel relaxed? You might say, oh, my chest feels more open or more light, or I feel a sensation or a tingling in my belly. So wherever you feel most comfortable, try as best as you can to describe in your own mind what the physical sensation is that is manifesting that sense of comfort or positivity in your body right now. And take a couple breaths just to notice those physical sensations. And if you find yourself maybe losing focus or not so sure what to do, you could use touch again. So you can touch that spot in your body where you feel most comfortable. You can place your hand there gently. You can move it subtly and notice what that feels like to touch or move. And if this experience is doing well for you, you don't have to do any of that. You can just sit within what you're feeling and notice what you're feeling. And now what you can do is take a step back and notice how you feel now. What, if anything, changed, has shifted in you as a result of this exercise of paying attention and noticing to what you feel? And if you could rate your stress level from 1 to 10 now, what would it be? And what would you have rated at before this meditation? And see if you get a noticeable decrease, if you've gotten a noticeable decrease in your stress and also a noticeable increase in your focus. And if you have, and you'd like to explore this deeper and see how you can use these tools and techniques to improve the quality of your life, you can reach out to me at any time. I'm here for you. and all the best. Have a wonderful day.